Welcome back. It's 20 minutes after 6. Satrix listed the Satrix NASDAQ 100 ETF. It aims to replicate the performance of the NASDAQ 100 index and will enable you to invest in 100 largest non-financial companies listed on the NASDAQ in a single trade. You'll have exposure to the likes such as Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Netflix, PayPal, all form part of that index. So I spoke to Helena Conradi, who is the executive director at Satrix, about the actual ETF and how you as a listener can participate.
We were all excited. It's the fourth international global ETF that we're launching. Last year, we launched our first three. There's always an extra vibe when you launch an international fund, a global fund. So that was quite exciting. And we had people from NASDAQ out in South Africa as well. So they celebrated. It's our first relationship partnership with NASDAQ. Mm. So the NASDAQ 100 fund gives you exposure to the top 100 non-financial stocks that is listed on the NASDAQ 100. And a very interesting story about the NASDAQ that I only found out now is that was the first, because you almost want to ask what is almost the hype around NASDAQ? Why is it so seen as so innovative? Mm. That was the first index when it was launched in 1971. The exchange was the first exchange where they could handle automated trading. Mm. So some of the most innovative companies actually went there because of the trading, but also because it was small. So Apple, for example, it is a stock that is in the NASDAQ 100. It was also listed when it listed in 1985. Mm. It was also in the NASDAQ, but it was a small stock at that stage. Yeah. So it couldn't qualify for listing requirements on the New York Stock Exchange, but they could actually list on the NASDAQ.
Right.
So just the interesting perspective on the NASDAQ.
Okay. So what is the aim of the one you have, the Satrix NASDAQ 100 ETF? Will it track the performance of the NASDAQ you've just described?
Yes. So what we use is a concept called the feeder fund. Mm-hmm. So it is the Satrix is the local fund. You actually, it's a rand denominated feeder fund. So you invest in rands, but then we feed into a bigger fund, actually an iShares, BlackRock's iShare that tracks the NASDAQ 100. So we track the NASDAQ 100, but through the iShare. And then your return is dollar-based.
Okay.
But so you have different risk associated with it because you also have exchange rate risk because of the rand investment, but it makes it much easier for anyone here to invest.
All right. Before we talk about that, let's look at global ETFs in general. What is the appetite amongst investors in terms of global ETFs? Is it picking up or is it become more stronger than ever?
Definitely stronger than ever. And there's probably a couple of factors. It's the fact that the Reserve Bank, that they've actually given us more room to play with. So now you have 30% as invested to take offshore. And I think we all know that it is a good diversified portfolio if you take some of your money out of South Africa, not because you just diversify your money. So it's just a general investment principle that is very good. There are also many more options. So there's many more products available, and people can actually choose now between different countries or different sectors, and it's much more specialized as well.
Right. In terms of the specifics, from our understanding and looking at the information you've published on the Satrix NASDAQ 100 ETF, it says that it's a total return ETF and that the income from the underlying securities is automatically reinvested and no distributions will be made. Explain that to me.
Exactly what that is. So you are not going to get a dividend flow from this fund. So you're not going to get income. The income is reinvested as the dividends are paid out.
Okay.
So it's not paid out to you, but it's paid out within the fund. And it's reinvested according to the weights of the index at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a market cap weighted index according to the size of the top 100. And whatever dividend you receive from any stock at that stage will be reinvested in proportion to that weighting of the stocks at that time. So you're not going to be paid. That's why they call it the total return index and no income received from it.
What if you want out at any particular time? Does it hold you in for a period of time?
Not at all. No, no. It's the same. You can sell at any time. Mm-hmm. It's the flexibility of an exchange traded fund. The fact that it's total return doesn't keep you from selling at all.
Mm. What's your assessment of the performance of the NASDAQ 100 index over a period of time?
Well, it is if you just think of the risk that if you invest in an equity fund. So it's got definitely all the risk associated with that because you're in the stock exchange and you invest in equities. Mm. This specifically is on the American Stock Exchange or on the NASDAQ. So you're exposed to those kind of risk as well as the exchange rate. So those are all the returns or all the risks that can actually determine your final return. But it is more riskier than, say, an S&P 500. Mm-hmm. That's more a general fund. This is a very tech-heavy index. It does expose you to industries like industrial as well, health services, telecoms, and all these others. But it is definitely more tech focused. So it is a more specific focus. It's still diversified, 100 stocks, but definitely a little bit more riskier than an S&P 500.
So to some extent, you're exposed to Trump's tweets every time he tweets about all the tech stocks.
Yeah, you're exposed to different. These are all very innovative companies. So they definitely do things differently. And for that reason, we love them. But it also makes it a little bit more risky.
All right. Who is this particular ETF designed for in terms of an investor? If you're sitting at home and you're listening, what kind of risk should you be able to take? And is it a long-term play?
Definitely a long-term play. So let's start there because it's an equity investment. I would say keep it for the long term. Don't put your money into this fund to, at the end of December, buy some Christmas presents.
Yeah.
But it is a very good diversifier and you don't have to take your money offshore. So you cut out all the admin risk, the tax implications. Mm. You can invest in Rand. You can buy it on the stock exchange today through either a stockbroker or a platform. There's no special forms that you need to fill in. This is a normal Rand denominated investment. Mm. So for anyone that wants to diversify their portfolio, that's ideal. I would say that it's not your first global fund, though.
Right.
So if you want global exposure, first go for something more general like S&P 500 or MSCI World, and then maybe diversify into a specific sector like this where you pick the top 100 in the NASDAQ.
And do you offer that as well outside of this particular ETF that you've listed, other exposures globally?
Yes, we do. Yeah. All so right. Those are the three funds that we launched last year. It was S&P 500, MSCI World, and MSCI Emerging. Mm. So we pick them specifically so that you can actually build a very diversified portfolio in the end.
Right. You mentioned just now that it's a Rand-denominated ETF. What sort of things should investors be aware of as a result of it being a Rand dollar exchange rate?
Okay, so let's take an example. If you invest today, and I'm not sure, I haven't looked what the Rand exchange rate is this morning, but if you invest at that specific exchange rate, you invest in the NASDAQ 100. So if that index performs well over the next week, your underlying investment will go up. So your money will grow. But if the Rand strengthen, not weakens, but if it strengthen, then you will actually lose some capital or lose some return. So those are the risks that you must remember. It's not only the equity market and the US specifically, but it's also your Rand exchange rate. So what you want is the NASDAQ to grow and the Rand to weaken.
That sounds simple enough. So how do I invest from this interview onwards? How do I get a hold of it? Who do I speak to? And what kind of fees would I be looking at, if any?
Okay, the fee for the underlying fund. So there's two different concepts that's important. Right. Is the fund itself, and then how do you access that?
Mm-hmm.
So the fee it's fund is at 0.48%. That is very low for an international fund. And that includes VAT. So you pay that fee for the product itself. Then you have to decide if you already have a stockbroker account, then you can access it via that account just by buying an ETF, like another share in your portfolio. Mm. Then you will pay the stockbroker their normal fees. There's also different platforms that you can access it through. Mm. The cheapest one is the Satrix Now platform. So that's right. The partnership we have with Easy Equities. Mm-hmm. The attractiveness of that is the no minimums. So you can actually invest as little as 20 Rand if you want to, as well as no platform annual platform fee. So you only pay for the transaction itself, but not for the annual platform fee. So that would be my first choice. If I'm an investor, I would go there.
All right. And for more information, they can go to your site to
www.satrix.co.za. And that would give you information. There's some background information on the NASDAQ, as well as then if you want to invest, you will go to Satrix Now and it will give you all the different steps. It's very easy. You must try it out.
That's Helena Conradi, who's an executive director at Satrix.